download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
And we are back for our one of our final segments. And we are live from the Kingston Council on Aging. And again, we want to thank the friends of the Council on Aging for making this possible for us to be here tonight. Thank you once again, folks. And joining us, now who do we have joining us, Tammy, if you will? I actually have been saying Susan's last name wrong. It's not Olson, but it's Oslin.
Oslin. I do get that a lot.
O-S. So, and what exactly is Susan? What is her tie to this upcoming author series?
Susan works with the Kingston Public Library. Yay. And is part of a partnership that we built with the library. If I could just digress for a second.
All day long.
When I started here, I noticed how a lot of the departments sort of work in their own silos. So I reached out to the library and the rec department and said, hey, how about if we all get together? And it turned out that was something that they'd been trying to do for a while. So we've been trying to meet monthly or every other month just to make sure our calendars aren't stepping on each other, where we can bring all the different ages together and how we can use each other's space. So one of the things that we did was we partnered with the library and came up with what's the big idea.
And so much of the library already had an author program in place, but we don't have the space of this great building here at the Senior Center, and we wanted to enlarge it. So we have been meeting with they formed the Partnership for Lifelong Learning, and with it is the Public Library, the Council on Aging, and the Kingston Public Library Foundation. So it's a great partnership, and we have been appealing to more authors. We've really enlarged the series since we came here. We had been having a spring and a fall author series at the library with four authors each time, and just this fall we have seven events that we're holding here. So, and we've got the first three had great turnouts. We started with Ron Della Chiesa. He was fabulous, and just told so many old stories, and I think the people were enthralled listening to him. He wrote a book called Radio My Way. And then we follow that 2 weeks later with William Martin, who's a historical fiction writer. Mm-hmm. And he did a great show, a PowerPoint presentation on Lincoln, because his last book was called The Lincoln Letter, so based on that. And very, very well attended. Then we had Randy Susan Mayers, who wrote she has three novels. She's a Massachusetts Book Award finalist. And now we have three more coming up.
You got a great guy coming up tomorrow,
right? We have
right?
a great guy coming up tomorrow. Casey Sherman will be here, who co-wrote The Finest Hours with Michael Togas. Mm. And it is being made into a movie that should be out, I believe, in January.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yep. He's the trailer has been out on social media. Mm-hmm. It looks fantastic. I would say Christopher Pine and yes. Casey Affleck are the individuals, some of the main actors yep. who are in it. So this
great
is a fan. This is fantastic.
Yes. And Thursday night following Casey's performance will be Annie Weatherwax, who is a new author. People haven't heard of her, but this is actually her first book. She's actually a painter and a sculptor. But Katie Holmes read the book. It's called All We Had. And it's about a mother and a daughter sort of searching for a place to call home. She loved the book, and Katie Holmes is directing it and also making it into a movie and starring in it. So
looks like you're two for two with the,
that's
with
a two
the next
for two.
Couple.
Yeah. And then and the third one coming up, Dick Lehr, who wrote Black Mass.
Right.
And so
which did
obviously
well.
Pretty well, yes, as a movie. So we're very excited for them.
What do you do when it comes to setting up these authors? What's the process that you go about? Because you've had some terrific folks already here, and you've got more on the way.
We do. It's sometimes just sort of brainstorming who we can get. We stay local because we don't have a budget to bring in the authors. So we've been really lucky to have these great authors coming. We also, West Winds Bookshop in Duxbury does provide the author's books for signing. So they've helped us with some names. Marilyn from the Council on Aging, and I have, we're brainstorming now, too, about who to get in the spring. So but that's our process.
You know what's fun is this radio's not a visual medium.
I know.
So we're like, we're sitting here all smiling. Someone's taking a picture of the audience. As Susan is giving an explanation here. So I guess I like that you have these folks in here. Is it something that somebody has, like, the Finest Hours book that the author will possibly sign it, or is it a matter of just sitting and talking?
Nope. Each author, we let them sort of do however they want to handle their event. A lot will, just talk about their writing process, how they write, how they come up with ideas. As I said, William Martin did a wonderful PowerPoint. He had a lot of original Civil War pictures with Lincoln, and he talked about them, and people were, really mesmerized by the. It would have been a great classroom program too, but I've gotten a lot of positive feedback. And then we have a question and answer because a lot of people want to talk to the author.
Sure.
And then we do have, if they want to buy a book or if they have one, certainly bring it in. And then they have time to come up and talk to the author and interact with him, which is always fun, too. And actually, as part of this process, too, for the authors that we have this fall, we are giving out an award for lifelong learning for coming to to do these programs. It's the Jenny McLaughlin Award. She was the first Kingston librarian, so the award is named for her. And that is still the basic part of this partnership is the lifelong learning. So these authors have been receiving that award.
Now, the gentleman behind you actually wants to ask a question.
How is the community reaction or reception been to having the authors here?
It's been really positive. It's been, as we said, we started the program with some little-known authors a few years ago. It's been building, but getting bigger names has been really bringing the people in. William Martin brought a lot in. Casey Sherman, we have a big sign-up for tomorrow night, which we do ask people to sign up and register, which they can do at www.kingstonpubliclibrary.org, only so we have an idea. But certainly, if you don't sign up, you're more than welcome to come in because this room can hold a lot of people, is at the library, we could only hold like 35. So we already have more than that signed up for Casey Sherman, well over. So, so we have the room. So it just gives us, we do serve light refreshments, so we like to have a sort of an idea of how many are coming.
And let's not forget, it's my favorite four-letter word. It is?
Free.
Free.
Oh, it's free. Yes.
Free. It is free. I had to think about that.
Open to the community.
Free. Everybody's like, oh, what's he going to say? It's free.
All ages, too. I know yep. Specifically for Dick Lear, a lot of high school kids plan to come to that
one. Oh, that's great.
I think that's great, too.
Yeah. And we've had a chance to have Casey Sherman on, and Casey Sherman is a guy who has written a number of books. I mean, he's sitting and talking about the Finest Hours book, but I mean, he's got a number under his belt, and he's actually working on more as we speak. So not mention them, but I mean, we want to keep the focus on the Finest Hour, but
right.
You've got somebody who's just such a wealth of talent when it comes to putting pen to paper and being able to put something together.
Yes, and so many of this book has, I think, so much interest too because it's local.
Right. And don't forget that the movie was shot right around here.
Yep. And at the Cape, and this whole event took place off the coast of Cape Cod in 1952. So it's, I think for local historians and people who enjoy local history, and that has brought a lot of people in too. I think they love. It seems like a lot of the they love the real stories, true gripping stories of survival, really.
Human struggle.
Yeah, bring people in, and it's been very, very positive. I think people are happy to see us bringing authors to the community and have these events. So, and we're really, it's been great to have them here because we don't have to worry about space.
And again, just a reminder, of course, Casey Sherman tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
Yes.
That's when this is taking
place. They all are at 7 p.m. In the evening, yes.
So come and be prepared to be entertained and learn about this this incident that took place back in 1952 when the ship went down.
Sit back, relax, and it should be a great, you know, event.
Anything that you want to say in closing? Anything that we've overlooked or that's important to this conversation?
No, I think you've covered it well. And as Marilyn and I were just talking, we have to get together and start planning our spring series. It's going to be hard to beat the fall lineup we had, but we're working on it.
But isn't that the fun of it?
It is.
Knowing that you have set the bar to a certain level, and now you need to either match it or exceed it with some of the folks that you can try to bring in here, whether they're local in nature or a step above.
And certainly having these authors, we can build on that, and we, you know, can, as we advertise, we let the authors we're appealing to know that we have had these great programs. So that helps.
All right. Susan, thank you so much for joining us here, Susan Olson.
Can I have one more second, too? I just realized here we did have sponsors this year, too.
Please share.
Which we have not had before with our program, so we would like to thank them. We had WATD Radio is a sponsor, Marty's GMC, and Sullivan Tire, and Berger Law. So we really thank them because that's really helped us get the program going.
All right. Susan Olson joining us. Thank you so much.